Hi, welcome to episode 265 of my podcast. Yes, I'm back on schedule with the numbers. Who's paying attention? Now, I'll explain really quick and then I'll get into it. There hasn't been an episode. I haven't been able to do this. I've been on a cruise ship for the last 2 weeks and I have one more week. When you're on a cruise ship, internet is dial-up at best. Sometimes right in the middle of doing something, I don't know if the satellite moves, the ship moves, whatever, you lose a signal, you lose connection. Needless to say, it's hard to be consistent in any way, so that's why I haven't done it. But I said I was going to try to do these short check-in episodes when I could. So, obviously, the biggest thing in the news, the devastating, shocking, unbelievable news is Kobe Bryant's death in the helicopter crash along with his daughter Gianna. There's no words. Listen, I have nothing new to add. I'm not going to pretend that I have some sort of insight on this or anything brilliant to add. There have been very emotional tributes coming from friends, coming from other athletes, LeBron James in particular, who had just passed Kobe for third in the all-time scoring lead. Very moving speech from Doc Rivers, coach of the Clippers, and so on. There's really no way to comprehend the devastation to his family. And, and he meant a lot to L.A. I mean, Kobe was that guy whose game, listen, I'm a Clipper fan, so I can't say I was a Kobe fan. He was that guy you respected and never wanted to play against. He was a brilliant basketball player. He seemed to enjoy retirement, seems to have changed some in some ways. He was hard-nosed as a competitor. Some would say an asshole, but the kind of guy you would want on your team and hate to play against. The sexual assault allegations, you know, that happened. That there are a lot of people talking about, what about that? What about? I don't think it's something to tear him down about. Did I joke about it when it happened? Did I do material? Did I talk about it? Sure, I did. All comics did. It's what we do. But it's no disrespect to the accuser, in my opinion. No disrespect to her to acknowledge and even celebrate the life Kobe led and what Kobe did. It's a tragedy. It's shocking. And, you know, now it's Tuesday, so it's been a couple of days. Now we're in the analysis phase, what happened, why it happened. And again, I'm not going to go into all of that. There were other victims, you know, and this, I think it's important that they're named as opposed to saying the other victims, the seven others, because they were people and their families are no less devastated. I can't even imagine the Altobelli family, John Altobelli, Carrie Altobelli, and Alyssa Altobelli, two parents and a daughter. That family just devastated, wiped out. Can you imagine? That's so God bless all of these other victims. Christina Mauser, who was a basketball coach, gone. She had two small kids. Sarah Chester, Peyton Chester. They were, Peyton was a teammate of Gianna Bryant on the girls' basketball team. And Ara Zobayan, who was the pilot. These were all people, they all had lives. Their lives were as important to their families, important to their loved ones, as Kobe's and Gianna's life was to their family and loved ones. It's just, obviously, Kobe's life was bigger. I mean, Kobe's life was huge on the court for 20 years and off the court. So it's sad, and it reminds you to hug your loved ones and that life is not promised, you know. I think it was Heffron, my buddy John Heffron, brilliant comic, cool guy, who posted something that said, the gift we all take for granted is coming home safely at the end of the day. I'm paraphrasing, but it is true. We do kind of take that for granted and assume it's going to happen. This was unbelievable. Kobe, Saturday night, he's in Philly watches LeBron pass him on the scoring list, congratulates LeBron, gets on a plane, flies home Saturday night or Sunday or whatever, and then gets on a helicopter to fly his daughter to a basketball game. Just for them, an ordinary Sunday, and gone. And it's sad. So that is obviously what dominates the news and the talking points, etc. Now, the impeachment. Okay, so there are two things everyone in the Trump administration has: a lawyer and a book deal. So of course, now John Bolton's book deal comes out, because apparently in his book he talks about Trump making the deal with the Ukraine, or trying to make the deal, or holding up the money from the Ukraine to make them investigate Biden. We all know it's true. Now they're the defense lawyers in the impeachment trial are talking about, well, you know, abuse of power, and the Senate, Republican senators, abuse of power is not a crime. And they literally have tapes of them saying, back when they were impeaching Bill Clinton, the worst crime is the abuse of power. It's all bullshit. It's hypocritical. We know he did it. Is it going to put him out of office? Doubtful. Are they going to call witnesses? Doubtful. I don't know. You know, we're a mess. I did a show. This cruise I'm on, it's called the Blue Note Jazz Cruise, and it's very cool. And there are a lot of people from other countries on this cruise, because jazz is truly an international music, actually more popular in Europe and Asia than it is in the United States. So I talked about the United States, and I said, you know, we're a great country. You just might have to give us a couple of years. Might have to give us a few years to figure that out. Don't judge us on the present. It's a mess. I don't think anyone's, I've said this before, say it again, I don't think anyone's minds are going to change. The Senate hearings are a farce, because it's not a real trial. Can you imagine? You imagine going on trial when the lead prosecutor, which in this case would be Mitch McConnell, who runs the Senate, goes to the defendant, who's Donald Trump in the White House, and says, hey, how do we end this? So I don't know if you're watching it on TV, but if you are, give yourself a break. You'll only get angry. That's it. There's a ton more to talk about, and yet there's nothing more to talk about. You know, I'm not gonna go into the royals. that's a joke to me. I read an interesting article about Hollywood assistants being fed up with the abuse they take. Guess what? It's part of the job. If you're an assistant in Hollywood, a personal assistant, an assistant in an agency, whatever, watch Entourage. That's how it works. They yell at you, they abuse you, then you move up, then you become an executive, and you yell at and abuse someone else. So suck it up, people. That's it. I really, listen, hug your family, hug your loved ones. Don't plan it. Don't wait. Go ahead and do it. Whatever it is you want to do, go do it. Life is not promised to any of us. It's a shame when something happens like what happened to Kobe, but that does remind us, it does give us a lesson. Tomorrow is not promised to any of us. Do it today. Stop listening to this podcast. No, really. Stop. Turn it off. Go do it today. I love you. I thank you. I appreciate you. I will be back on dry land and back on the road Valentine's weekend. I will be in Oklahoma City doing comedy, and I will promise I will talk to you before then. God bless, stay warm, and hug your kid.